Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show for Thursday, June 2nd. Can you believe it's June? Wow. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone. And the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. We never know who it is. It's a nice surprise always. And so far, it's over 100 beings over his career. We will take questions in the order of call-in. And let me give you the number to call in. If you are on the listen-only line, there's two lines for each. The listen-only line, you need to hang up and dial in on a different number. And that number is toll-free, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And any question is acceptable, except something that is really personal that you would prefer not to have on the air, but they've heard everything. So there's no shockers possible. And we welcome your questions, and we will now get started. Here we go.
Hello, dear ones.
Hello, and welcome.
Thank you. My name is Hernock.
Hernock.
Yes.
Wonderful. Can you give us a little bit of your background, who you are, for those who might not be familiar with you?
I am a magician, and my last lifetime on Earth ended just a handful of years ago.
Really?
Yes.
What country or countries were you in?
I was in the dear old U.S. of A.
Okay.
My name at that time was Matthew Barry Love.
Oh, Matthew Barry Love. Wonderful. But your spiritual name is Hernock, right?
Correct.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we're so happy to have you here. And whoever is on this call has called in you as a magician. Okay?
Yes.
Good. Well, Barbara from Boston, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, dear one.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
How can I help you, dear?
Oh, yes. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I asked the question of would I be meeting somebody, and you said yes before the end of July. But what I want to know is, will he be younger or the same age, and will he be part of the of this Northeast area? And will he be part of the currency exchange? And will I meet him close to where I live?
Which question would you like to start with?
I would like to start with the age. Will he be younger than me? Or
no.
Will he be...
No, he'll be a little bit older.
Okay. And will I meet him close to where I live?
Yes.
Will he be tall or short?
He will be about 3.5 inches taller than you.
Wonderful. And will he be part of like the currency exchange or the banking system?
No, dear one.
No. One more question. Will he have a nice hair? Lots of hair on his head.
Yes, dear one, he will.
And is it true that it will be before the end of July?
It has not changed. Yes,
it has not.
It will.
you very much.
You're welcome.
Namaste.
Namaste.
That's very exciting, Barbara. Congratulations.
Yes, it is.
And exactly the right height so you can wear heels, okay?
Yes. Oh, that's wonderful.
I have a request, dear one.
Yes.
Do let your smile light up the state.
Let my smile light up the state?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Smile big.
I think he means state, S-T-A-T-E.
Yes.
Like Massachusetts.
And I should let my smile light up the state?
Correct.
I don't get it.
If you smile bright enough, you will light up the state.
Okay. What does that mean? Like,
that means exactly what I said, dear one. You can do this. I'm asking that you do this.
I have to walk around smiling at everybody.
The whole state.
Okay. How would I go about doing that?
Smile.
Smile. Well, I do a lot of that.
You can do more.
Do more.
Yes.
Where will that lead me?
To more fulfillment.
Oh, okay. And fulfillment would be what?
Among other things, your guy.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait to tell you what happened.
Good.
Okay, I'm still smiling.
Good.
Good. I think he means that no matter what, let the smile come from your heart so that it goes out to everybody, including your guy who's coming, but basically to everybody.
Indeed, I do.
Okay. I shall follow. I shall proceed.
Good.
I'll get locked off. Well, thank you very much.
Most welcome,
everyone. I can't wait to tell you all my experiences.
I can't wait for you to live them.
Okay. I can't wait to tell you all.
Thank you for calling.
I leave you with a smile.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for calling, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Great questions.
And all of you, send your magic into the world. The world needs your magic. Allow it to flow. Allow it to flow, please.
And that leads us into, in my mind, manifestation, which is a form of magic. And there are, I'm sure, many people on the call who are in the process of manifesting some of their dreams and goals.
Either they are or they should be.
Yes. Do you have any special advice for people of manifestation techniques?
I think you've been given excellent techniques. Use those.
Okay. For anybody who hasn't been listening, one of those, as I remember, is three times a day, for 33 seconds. Focus intently on what you want to create and then let it go. Is that correct?
Indeed it is. The letting go is just as important as the doing of it. Because if you hold on to it too long, you block it.
Okay, so the letting go is part of allowing spirit to bring it about in the right way at the right time.
And most correct, dear one.
Yes, okay, not interfere with spirit's process.
Yes.
Good. Okay, and I presume that another important thing is to, when you're manifesting, is to focus on one thing at a time, not spread it out over too many concepts.
Bingo, right on. The single focus gets it done. And that is what you want to do, yes?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, it is. Pick the most important thing in my mind that would pick the most important that would cover as many aspects of what you want so that you can focus on just one thing and not pieces of it.
And that might include healing your relationships.
Ah.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
By relationship, you mean with your sacred union partner or whoever you're with, or relationships in general, or relationships with yourself, with spirit. Could you be more specific?
I'm talking about all of them. But start with your sacred union partner. Start with the one you're with. Start there.
Okay. Okay, very good advice. Thank you.
Welcome.
And I would also presume that gratitude and visualization are important pieces of that.
Indeed, they are.
Is there anything else you would add to the manifestation process that would be helpful to people?
Again, I say, let it be magical. Let it be magical.
All right. Can you bring us up to date on the banking and or U.S. government corporation changes as of the current day?
Well, the banking changes are almost complete. Not quite, but almost. You will see that before the end of July, this will be all but done.
Okay. Does that mean that those who are expecting to be able to exchange the currencies that they have, that the public will have a chance by then, or will it be after that, or can you tell?
That's a separate issue. The banking and the exchange are separate issues, dear one. Not the same.
Okay. Okay. And yet we have the deadline of the non-election happening, so the public exchanges have to take place maybe sometime in August, September, October.
Wait. The information has to be given to the public in that time frame. The exchanges most likely will be after that for the public.
For the public.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes, the information has to come out about the non-election certainly by October, if not sooner.
Correct. But the exchanges are a separate matter.
Okay. Okay, very good. Carol in Kansas has a couple of questions, which I agreed to ask for her.
Shoot.
One is that her potential sacred union partner, as she sees it, she lives in Kansas. He's, I believe, in Montana. And that this would be something that she's looking forward to. But he says he's busy starting a business and so forth, and so they haven't had as much contact, and she is backing off a little bit. Is that her correct action, or should she stay actively involved with him, like on the phone, email, whatever?
Let's go to Brad.
All right. We'll come back to Carol. Brad, welcome.
A beautiful channeled entity? Who am I talking to?
Hurnak. H-U-R-N-A-K.
And are you coming through higher dimensions? Where are you?
I'm presently in the seventh dimension.
Okay. So I have a question about karma. And I'm kind of thinking that what we think, our thoughts and our words and our actions, our feelings and our lack of actions and our attitudes of gratitude and our degrading attitudes and emotions usher into our life people, places, things, times, events, situations and scenarios. And this came through me through autonomic writing, and I'm thinking that's all that karma is. So could you expand on that, please?
Karma, dear one, is the balancing of your life. That's what karma is.
Okay. But what about our expressions, how they go out to the universe and come back to our... There's more than just a balancing. It's...
But, yes, there is more than a balancing. Whatever... you put into the universe comes back to you from the universe. So you wonder why you're getting what you're getting? It's quite simple. That's what you've been putting out.
Very good. Okay. So you would agree with the statement that I said that how we express and our thoughts and our words come back to
absolutely.
Us. But
absolutely.
Do you agree that they come back to us in people, places, things, times, events, situations, and scenarios?
And more.
Yes, I agree. Okay. All right. Okay, do you have anything else to say on the subject, or you've expressed your wisdom?
I have expressed what I had to give.
Thank you very much. Very grateful.
You're entirely welcome, dear one.
Thank you, Brad, very much. And Thea, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
How are you tonight? Hello?
Yes, Thea, we're here.
Okay. I would just like a little bit of a clarity on what Mary asked about the currency exchange. She used the words for the public. So does that mean for people like myself and others that have been waiting years, are we the public? Or is that the people who are not really aware of what's happening with the exchange.
For these purposes, the public is anyone who is not in a group.
So I'm not, the group I was in is no longer, it's been dissolved, let's say. So would I be classified as public?
Correct. Unless you join another group.
I don't know of a group to join. I don't think they're letting anybody join, so I would have to wait later.
You could choose to do that.
I don't want to choose to do that.
Well, you could.
I'd like to.
Or you could choose to find a group.
Okay, and when will the group be able to do their currency exchanges?
Soon, dear one.
Does that mean before the end of July?
It means soon.
Oh, I hate that word. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ben.
You are very welcome, dear one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Thea. Okay, back to Carol's question about her Sacred Union partner.
Yes.
And should she stay in active contact with him while he seems to be busy, or should she kind of back off?
At this point in the relationship, if she backs off, it will end.
Okay, so better to stay involved.
Correct.
Okay, which is good advice that we personally have been given also. Is to stay when there's a discussion about something or maybe a not total agreement on something, to stay involved, don't go away.
Amen to that.
Okay. And find a way to, with kindness, but standing on your own principles or what's important to you. In other words, your boundaries, keeping those, but finding a way to communicate is what you're saying. And by staying involved and cooperating, but not giving up your boundaries.
Yes. But there's a simple question when you are at a crossroads in your relationship. Is this worth me losing my relationship?
A good basic question.
Yeah, absolutely. I recommend it.
Okay. She had a second question that she said she had a healer that said she had some short circuits in her brain and said those were cleared. Is this the truth?
That was the healer's perception.
Okay. Is there anything else that can be added to that?
This can be healed quite easily. I will say that.
Okay. And I have a personal question here. Carol originally asked me to ask her original question a couple of weeks ago because she said she can listen to the call but not able to call in. However, we have a toll-free number to call in on. Should I request that she call in herself on her questions after this?
Yes, dear one.
Okay, good. And going to that, let me repeat the call-in number for anybody who's listening and would like to call in with a question. Because there's two lines for the listen-only mode. And if you want to ask a question, you need to hang up and call a different number. And that number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Now, there's an alternate number for Q&A. In case that one were busy or whatever, that would be 323-744-4831. Again, the alternate number for questions is 323-744-4831. And at the same time, let me announce that in order to schedule your own personal channeling session or with your Sacred Union partner or small group, that number to call is 877-716-3488. Again, for your personal or small group channeling, 877-716-3488. That comes to us and we can schedule channeling for you.
But only if you're brave enough to hear the answers.
That's a very good point. If you want the answer, if you don't want the answer, don't ask the questions, right?
Right.
And that is a factor because the beings will be honest with you and as honest as you want and will in the depth to which you ask. They will not offer information in depth if you don't ask. They will answer what you ask, and that's it. Okay. So let's go to something that's happening soon in Hawaii. There was a GMO initiative passed by the public a couple of years ago, and the powers that were, I will say, were, so to speak, have fought this and not allowed it to move forward. However, on June 15th, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is coming to Honolulu in order to decide this case. Do you have any input as to what may happen with this Ninth Circuit Court, the three members of it?
I have an input, yes. If you would like it, I will give it.
Yes, please.
Get ready to celebrate.
Oh, good. That would be awesome. I do believe the evidence is such that they should allow the initiative to go through.
Like I say, yes. Get ready to celebrate.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great. Also, the Ninth Circuit Court, I think which is based in San Francisco, is the most progressive and the most open-minded of all the circuit courts, according to decisions that have been made in the past. Not necessarily in perfect compliance, but certainly as a pattern. Good deal.
Okay. Yes, good deal.
Yes, okay. Okay, and then currently there's the situation with the 36,000 acres that's been sugarcane land, and there's been an initiative with thousands of voter signatures, which are, as we speak, being checked to see if there's enough to get it onto whatever ballot. Like, there won't be a November ballot, but there'll be some ballot. It could go on. At some point, depending on how the rules go. Have there been enough signatures, valid signatures, turned in now to, under normal circumstances, qualify it for the next ballot?
There have.
Okay, I was pretty sure they would get enough on this one. Yes, okay. Would it be likely to go on the new election ballot that will take place under the new governance situation, rather, since there won't be a first week in November election?
Dear one, there will come to light information that will make it unnecessary.
Aha. Does your comment have anything to do with the plan that we have figured out could work?
Everything.
Okay. Okay, good. Good. That is awesome. Okay. Can you address how Gaia is doing and the new Earth and the progress there and her ascension plans, her ascension process?
Well, at present, Mother Earth is healing herself. And there are evidences of that throughout the world. The ascension process for her is going very well. So, this too is reason to celebrate.
It certainly is. Okay. And it's our understanding that the new Earth, which she will pass through, is completely formed and just waiting for things to progress at the right time? Is that true?
I wouldn't say waiting. I would say allowing.
Okay. Allowing the process.
Yes.
Okay. Does our work have anything to do with speeding that up, increasing the effectiveness, etc.?
What you are referring to is the fact that the consciousness, the group consciousness, collective consciousness of humanity is a key factor in it moving forward. And you are affecting that, and this is a good thing, but I have to tell you that you've already crossed the threshold. It is assured at this point.
Oh, that is another reason to celebrate.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. So it's no longer in question. It's just a matter of the progress continuing.
Correct.
Great. Can our work continue to increase the speed with which this happens?
Yes, it can.
Wonderful.
And please do.
Okay. Yes, we'd like everybody to contribute as much as possible to our beautiful changes that are happening.
Indeed.
Can you address the astrological energies that are affecting people now? We've had 5 planets in retrograde, and things are a little different now, but this is obviously a very powerful time. Can you address what's happening now that people generally may be experiencing and how to take advantage of these times?
It's a little confusing for humanity at this point in time because it's as though you've been pushing against a barrier that has suddenly disappeared. So it tends to throw you a little bit off balance. So be gentle with yourselves while you regain that balance. Please.
Okay. So this is a combination of growth and moving forward and clearing out old energies, again, individual for everybody?
Indeed it is.
Okay. Let me give the numbers again for anybody who'd like to call in with a question. If you are on a listen-only line, you need to hang up and call a different number. It's a toll-free number, 888-627-6008. And to schedule your own personal channeling or your partner or group, to get directly to us is 877-716-3488.
And I know you're brave enough to ask.
Yes. It's, you know, I remember times in my life when I was a little scared to ask certain questions. But when I went ahead and did it, the benefits were huge.
Indeed.
Okay, is there anything specific you would like to share with those on the call, the energies of those on the call at this time?
Your magic is so powerful. So important. I beg you to give it. I beg you to send it. I beg you to use it.
All right. That is good news and requires people to step up with what they want and to believe they can manifest it, right?
And they can.
Yes, now of all times.
Indeed.
Yes. Okay, can you address the percentage of financial industry people and bankers worldwide as to what percentage is now of the light or positive?
It's easier to address the remainder.
Okay.
That is just over 3%.
Oh, that's almost nothing.
Correct.
Oh, that is huge. That's the best number we've ever been given.
And you are making progress. And the forces of light are making progress.
Oh, yes.
And salute them, would you please, because they're doing a great deal of work for you.
Yes. And very quietly behind the scenes.
Yes.
Okay, just over 3%. That's fabulous. What about the Pentagon generally and the military? What percentage still needs to turn to the light or find another way?
Just over 7%.
Oh, that's great also.
It is.
That is just great. Okay, we have an issue here on Maui with some of the sewage plants not working at proper capacity. And this, of course, needs to be addressed as soon as some funds are available to maybe increase the effectiveness of the treatment or whatever needs to be done. I have not investigated that. Can you give us an idea of the status of the water where people swim on Maui?
Can I? Yes, I can.
Yes,
I have that ability.
Please?
No.
Okay.
Not today.
Not today. Okay. But that is something that we do need to address when
of
we
course.
Have funds, right?
Yes, you do.
Yes. Will the county be receptive to fixing whatever needs to be fixed?
It is going to be individuals who step up that will do this.
Individuals?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Can you address the situation of the White House right now? Is it still empty of decision makers and only staff pretty much there?
Correct.
Okay. So nobody, the Obama family moved a couple of months ago, maybe 3 months ago. And no one else who's in a decision-making capacity has moved in, correct?
Change is happening, dear. Yes.
Beautiful change. Yes. Will it remain empty until the new elections? Or is that all going to be changed, too, and the White House is no longer of importance?
The new governance will bring new structure, shall we say.
Okay. Okay. And is it true that the Fed has already been moved under the U.S. Treasury and that just the electronic mechanics will be kept, but the upper levels of management has been changed or is being changed?
Are being
changed. Okay. Okay, and the BRICS and the SIPS systems internationally, are those working properly to at least some degree now?
They are indeed.
What about the effect of the coup in Brazil that I understand is temporary, that we turn to something more honorable? Is that affecting the BRICS setup, or is it just quite peripheral at this point?
Peripheral.
Okay. The other four countries are stepping in and helping.
Yes, this is a done deal.
Okay. All right. Yes, and it shouldn't take all that long. Certainly this year that will be, Brazil will be returned to a sensible governance of some kind.
Correct.
Great. The situation in the Middle East, has there been an improvement in the last few weeks as far as moving toward peace and cleaning out those who wish to create problems? Or is it kind of a stalemate, or what's happening there?
There have been great strides towards peace in that part of the world.
Okay.
Indeed, there have.
And this, will, of course, will continue?
Yes.
And I presume that the forces...
Peace is the new now for your planet.
Yes. And I presume that the forces of light are having quite a good effect in helping those on the ground.
Most correct, dear one.
Yes, okay, like major effect, right?
Correct.
Good, good, good. What will happen with Turkey and their governance and potential return to some sensible governance? Can you tell us anything about Turkey?
There will be new governance there, as there will be throughout the planet. And yes, peace will reign.
So we should continue to see some major improvements this year, right?
Yes, you will.
Yeah. Maybe not everything solved, but this year, major progress.
Indeed.
Okay. There's a lot in the news about the voting irregularities from the past and things going on in the present. Will those be pretty much cleaned up before the real election takes place after the first week in November?
Yes, the voting procedures will be such that there will be no way to question the results.
Will we be returning to paper ballots hand counted?
I will say again, there will be such that there will be no way to question the results.
Okay. Okay, no electronic tampering, no playing with the machines.
Correct.
None of that that's gone on in the past. Okay. I'm aware that it seems apparent that the Justice Department has pretty well sewed up its case against Hillary Clinton and will proceed within the next few weeks to bring that out in the open. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that by the end of summer, she will be in a totally different position than she is now?
Certainly.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, good. It's difficult for me to understand the fascination with her energy and the things she's done. I guess it's just a major lack of awareness and information on the part of people who still think she might be a candidate.
There have been many people, and especially women, who have looked at her as the possibility for a female president. And that dream has made many of them put on blinders so that they do not see what the reality is.
Well, I understand that. But if they're interested in a female president, certainly there are many other potentials that would be far more appropriate.
It is just that she has presented herself and her machine has presented her as that possibility.
Yes.
Yes. That's
and
all.
Is it true that the Clinton Foundation has done many irregular activities and financial choices that would normally not be approved or positive?
I think that is rather self-evident, dear one.
Well, I do too. I think there's probably listeners maybe that may not realize the extent of the irregularities that have gone on with that. Supposedly, I mean, the foundation, as you well know, I do private charitable foundations, and I am a bear on people being honorable and running their foundation in a way that's according to the few rules that there are, mostly ethics.
As you should be, dear one.
Yes. Okay. So this will all come out.
It will.
Yes, good. Good. What is the situation now with the current Pope and the Vatican and the progress in that becoming a setup of greater integrity or dissolving?
The world owes this man a great deal of gratitude for the stinking job that he has taken on. I think everybody should bless him. I certainly do.
Yes. And you said stinking job, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yes. Yes, many, many centuries of unethical irregularities and hidden events that need to be cleaned up, and it is a stinking job. Bless him for taking it on.
Indeed.
Okay. And the wealth that is possessed by the Vatican or has been possessed, will that be distributed back to the people in some humanitarian fashion?
Correct.
Okay, good. Good. Are we making any progress in waking people up to the what's affectionately or not so affectionately called Big Pharma and the medical establishment in this country that, including the FDA, that has not had people's best health and interests at heart? Is there more progress in people waking up?
There is progress in people waking up. And this whole group will have to be cleaned up as part of the move to your new governance. So that is coming.
And the several naturopathic-oriented medical doctors that have been disappeared, murdered, taken out, whatever, in the last few months, is this kind of a last shot from the medical powers that try to prevent the progress that's necessary?
That's one way to put it, dear one.
Okay, and I know this wouldn't have happened to these doctors if at some level their souls hadn't agreed to...
That is true.
Yes, as awful as that sounds and as valuable as their contributions have been, that's the way it works, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Well, we are very, very grateful for your being here today.
Thank you, dear one.
Thank you so very much.
It has been my pleasure.
Well, we are delighted, Hrnek, to have you here. And let me clarify again that in your last life, which was not that long ago, you were a magician and your name was Matthew Barry Love, correct?
Correct.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for your information, your love, and your kindness and support to all of us.
You're most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.